Welcome to a special edition of the Tortoise Quick Take podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise Managing Director Ed Russell sits down with Stifel's Vice President of the Industrial Group, Selman Occual, who covers MLPs to provide a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Well, I'm here today with Selman Occual, analyst from Stifel Nicolaus. Selman, we've seen so much volatility in the MLP space, with the average yield currently being over 11%. What do you think the market is really telling us about the MLPs?
Ed, I think the market's really focused on three things right now. I think, number one, they're really questioning whether does the MLP model work. Number two, I think the market's also focused on, are distributions going to be maintained or are they going to be cut? And then lastly, I think you're seeing a huge correlation with oil right now, even though historically, you know, MLPs do not have that large of a correlation to oil. So those are the three factors I think right now are really weighing in on the MLPs.
So do you agree with that assessment that MLPs are distributions are not sustainable, or do you think there's just more nuance to it than that?
Well, I mean, first of all, I firmly believe that the MLP model is not terminating. It may be changing, but it's not terminating. And over time, we would expect to see coverage ratios increase, which then means MLPs are retaining more cash, whether to pay down debt or to actually fund any growth projects they would undertake. We do think the growth CapEx projects that are out there are trying to be revised. Everyone's trying to push as much to the right as possible. So we do see the growth CapEx budgets being lower, and we do see distribution growth being lower. But by and large, we think distributions flatten out, and not across the board are we seeing cuts. And then lastly, there's a huge focus now on counterparty risk and who's on the other side of your contracts. How does that fare in this environment, in a lower commodity environment? So we will see some E&P companies go bankrupt. There's no question about that. It's already underway. But just because you have a contract with an E&P that goes into bankruptcy doesn't necessarily mean that all those revenues will go away.
Great. Now, because you're a research analyst, I'll ask specifically about what your thoughts are for Q4 earnings, realizing that at this point they're not done completely. But also, can you kind of give us an outlook that when you talk to your advisors, how are you describing 2016 and what needs to happen to see improvement in the MLP space, or maybe if it's not improvement, just less volatility?
Well, as we talk to our advisors, we clearly think the first half of the year is going to be more challenging because we are expecting oil prices to start lifting as you go throughout the year. So we think really the first 6 months of the year is the most difficult. As I noted earlier, everything right now seems to be tied to the price of oil. But as we start moving through the year, and oil prices start to rebound, that certainly should help the sentiment for the whole group. And so that would certainly be number one. But then number two, think about declining oil prices. That's certainly bad at the E&P level. Remember, prices at the pump, the refined products, you're certainly seeing those come down. So as prices come down, you're seeing demand lift for refined products. So we've really been focusing our advisors on trying to stay close to demand centers. And particularly then, you know, we really are focused on the refined products portion of the space.
What about natural gas? Do you see any differential between the MLPs that are dealing in natural gas versus crude oil or refined product?
Yes, and in particular, I mean, the gathering processing is a space we believe that is most challenged. And as you noted, you know, those MLPs that certainly have more long-haul pipelines should be much more insulated, especially those that go out and serve the local distribution companies, otherwise known as LDCs. Where those revenues are really generated and backed by utility commissions with the authority to raise rates. So we see that as being a much more stable part of the market. And clearly there are MLPs or MLP-like companies that have exposure to that segment, so there could be some safety there as well.
So Selman, you mentioned counterparty risk, and I know that I'm getting a lot of questions from our investors on that in terms of just what kind of magnitude that would have if you had a customer, an MLP customer, file for bankruptcy. Can you kind of talk to me how you're responding to those kind of questions from your investors?
Sure. So first of all, as we go through earnings season, we've seen a trend where more and more companies are highlighting their customer base and really trying to quantify and help the investment community understand how much of their revenues are really derived from investment grade ratings, investment grade rated companies. In some instances, you know, it's as high as 85% plus. And again, even for those that are not investment grade rated, some of them have to put up additional collateral We're seeing them get work through that way. And then there's some that are just private companies that even though they don't have an investment grade rating, they say if they were rated, they would be rated investment grade. So there's certainly that out there as well. But for those companies that do go bankrupt and contracts do have to be restructured, again, at the end of the day, you know, it may not be a zero in terms of the revenue that comes out of it.
Great. Thank you, Salman. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.